Hello, world, and welcome to 3 from the 7, Relix's weekly news podcast chronicling three of our biggest news stories from the past 7 days. You know it's your girl, Raph Kenny-Sincotta, associate editor from Relix Magazine, and she's already laughing at me, Karina Reichman on the other side.
Yay! You make me laugh, Raph. You make me laugh. It's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Are you laughing with me or at me, Karina? Or is
with
it a combination?
With you. Oh, my God. With you. 1,000%. I'm like, you already know it's your girl, Raph. And I'm like, cackling, man. I'm cackling. Because I do already know that it's my girl, Raph, and that's a beautiful thing, you know?
That's true. So, I try to give it energy. I try to give it pop in the beginning. I'm a showman, you know?
You are a showman. You are a showwoman. Showman. Showwoman. It's
show
all
person.
Good. It's all the same. Yeah, man. You are killing it full on. How are you, Raph? Tell our fellow listeners, whoever they may be, bless every single one of them, how your week off was. Because, you know, this is rare for our girl, Raph. Because you already know it's your girl, Raph. But, girl, she don't take a day off. This girl don't even sleep. Like, she'd be on that computer all day, and then all night she'd be streaming all these things. I'm telling you, she wild. She wild. So tell us, Raph. Tell us more.
I had a fantastic week.
If
possible, I highly recommend, you know, obviously it's a privileged position to be in, but if anyone has any, you know, vacation time, just use it and take a staycation, because it's nice to get away from computers. It's nice to step away from the insanity of the world for a little while. Again, if you are in such a, you know, lucky position to enjoy it. But it's nice, because then you return to the world rejuvenated, re-energized, ready to take on the insanity that surrounds us. And I appreciate, you know, Karina, you recording a little early last week to let me have the time off, but you've been jet-setting all up and down this wonderful Empire State of ours. You are currently in Brooklyn, so watch out, Williamsburg. You might see KR walking around, masked, of course, but ready to party.
Absolutely. And in a fish mask, nonetheless, just so people know where I'm from, you know? And I mean, where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Where I'm from?
I'm from, you know, the land of the lizards? Anyway. Oh, that was terrible. Anyway, yes. No, I'm here. We brought my parents up upstate last week, and they had a great time. And then we drove them back on Sunday and been crashing in the city for the last 2 days. And it has been really kind of eye-openingly wonderful, I gotta say. New Yorkers, here from the bottom of my heart, I love you. You're my people. You get it. You see what the rest of the country is going through. And New Yorkers have kept these numbers down. You are smart. You wear masks. You guys aren't doing any crazy bullshit that I've seen. And I was taking a city bike all around to make sure that I could get eyes on everybody, see what's going on, get a sense of things. And everybody's doing their part. They're wearing the masks. They're staying separately. They're, you know, I see the outdoor dining stuff. Everybody's spaced apart, doing their thing. It's all good thus far. Everybody's just got to stay the course, stay smart, don't get ahead of yourselves. And yeah, it's wonderful to be back, Raph. What I'm trying to say is, let me get off my soapbox for a second to just say it really is fantastic to, you know, after 106 consecutive nights in the Hudson Valley, the longest I've ever slept in one bed.
Oh, wow.
I would say. Yes, to spend my first, like, you know, 2 full nights back in the city, it's been amazing. And I'll be back next week to actually record with my band, which is extremely exciting. And I'll talk more about it as it approaches. But we're recording 2 singles. I'm jumping out of my pants with, you know, the excitement that I will share these tunes with the world soon. And it really feels like, you know, literally, I was supposed to have that recording session on March 16th, and y'all know what it was like on March 16th. Shit was hitting the fan here, and we got out of Dodge, and so it just feels like life got unpaused from March. And we're kind of starting to slowly but surely and very safely, I will mind you, you know, kind of get back to a semblance of doing stuff and things. And it's pretty cool, so that's what I got for you, Raph. It's been great, and I'm so happy that you were able to take the week off to, you know, I find, like, it can give you some perspective, too. You can be a, you know, a hamster running on a wheel.
Definitely.
For only so long, and then you lose sight of why you're even doing stuff. What's, you know, what, like, the whys, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The why. So now I hope you got back to the why. It's because you are a badass bitch, Raph Can I say that? You do it, and you do it to death, sister. Ooh. You do it so right. So I'm so I'm very pleased to be back here with you.
Oh, and thank you, Karina.
I hope you feel rejuvenated.
I do feel rejuvenated, and it's so nice to hear you back in the big bad city. I mean, New York City, let's be a city on a hill, fam. Wear your mask. Even when I was around here, if I ever left my house during staycation, I was masked up. People don't like the mask. I think you look like a cool anime character when you wear it. So it's really underrated, I think. Everyone wear masks. but yeah, staycation was great. I'm glad you're back in the city. We're making moves out here. The one last thing I'll say before we jump in the news is, Karina, you said you were upstate for exactly 106 days, which I can only imagine, like, a prisoner, you, like, ticking it on the wall, like, chiseling days.
I wasn't at all. It was just the other day we, like, actually were like, you know, hey, Siri, how many days has it been since March 13th? And she told us, and we were like, holy shit. And, no, I'll totally say, like, you know, I'm such a city girl in my bones. I've never, that's the longest amount of time I've ever, quote unquote, lived anywhere other than New York City my entire life, other than going on tour like I have been these last however many years. But it was really amazing. And it's still, you know, we're going to continue to bounce back up there and come, you know, up to, you know, the country, back to the city, et cetera, et cetera. And I really took it for what it was, Rav. It was really an amazing stint, you know, and, like, it taught me a lot about myself. Like, I'm killing my own spiders now. I'm not afraid of, you know, stupid nature-y stuff that used to be like, oh, like, what? And, you know, I really appreciate it now. I like to hike. I've been hiking. It's all good. So I feel like I've told you all that before, but it's been an amazing experience. And again, I feel very, you know, privileged and lucky to be able to say all that and to, you know, have the option to go here, go there, live a little bit here, live a little bit there. And, you know, it's been amazing, and it's been a great time with my dear friends, and couldn't be happier, really. We're kind of, you know, in the midst of this terrible crisis the Earth is facing, we're kind of making the best of it as well we can, and doing what we can to stay sane, happy, you know, safe, etc. So that's kind of the vibe.
So, Karina, I guess you could say you spent a little time on the mountain and you spent a little time on the hill, which leads us perfectly to our first story of the week.
Yes, Raph, yes!
Which is on July 5th, which is this upcoming Sunday, after the 4th of July holiday. Fans.com is going to offer a free marathon of all three Fare Thee Well concerts from Chicago, the Soldier Field shows, from noon to midnight, all three shows. You know, you already know, it's Trey Anastasio, it's the Core Four. It was a moment in time, and the year was 2015, absolutely epic. Karina, thoughts on this? I know you're not a streamer. I know you're not a streamer by trade, but I think this is something that's worth celebrating. It's worth tuning into over the holiday weekend, no less. Everyone's going to wake up all groggy on July 5th. You're going to wake up at noon, the crack of noon, as I do usually on the weekend, and just tune in and enjoy this beautiful moment in music history.
I think it's fantastic, and it was quite a weekend to remember, and I would like to relive it at this exact moment in time, actually, Raph. I'm feeling like I might tune in, at least for a bit, and kind of, you know, celebrate what was 5 years ago. Wow, it feels kind of like yesterday, and then it also kind of feels like 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Oh, so wait, crazy.
Karina, I must have asked you this before, but were you there?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God, all three nights?
Yeah.
Ugh, must be nice. Must be nice.
You weren't there?
I was still in college at the time, which
I was too.
Meant I was B-R-O-K-E, and I was living in Boston, and I actually sent the money order. I did the Grateful Dead tickets by mail, sent a money order, decorated the envelope. I had a little hitchhiking Jerry with a halo over his head on the outside of the envelope that said, you know, next stop Chicago. Never,
oh my God.
Never processed my order, thankfully, though, because it would have truly bankrupted me in college.
Right.
And I was heartbroken. But then out of the ashes of Fare Thee Well came the wonderful Dead & Company, came a newly inspired Trey, you know, perhaps helping usher in this incredible 3.0 fish era we're in. So it all kind of worked out well in the end. But I definitely was upset, because this was before I even worked for Relics.
That's exactly what screwed me up mentally just now. Like, I went to, like, they had, like, this Relics brunch and, like, all this stuff. And I was like, of course, Raph was there.
Relics brunch?
or whatever it was.
If anyone
like,
from
was
Relics
like,
is listening, I have yet to be invited to any type of brunch.
It was like a thing with Bill Walton and like all this stuff. What? I don't know. I was just like, yeah, it was crazy. Like, you know, shit was happening. I mean, I slept through that.
What did
I'm
Bill,
not gonna lie
what
to
did, you. Oh, you slept through it. I was about to say, what did Bill Walton eat for brunch? All, everything? All the
That's
eggs?
That's a great question. I'm just saying, like, in my head, I was like, oh, yeah, like, it was so Relics sanctioned and there was such a strong crew. But I guess that was, I was working out of the Relics office at the time, but you weren't there. And, you know, I have a terrible concept of time. That is really crazy.
No, I was
Holy
just a
fucking shit.
I was just a little baby Wook at the time.
Were just a baby Wook.
I was just a truly a fan through and through. I guess I was writing a little bit. I was doing music stuff, you know, in college, you know, internships
sure.
in other places and whatnot. But I had yet to fully immerse myself into the Relics flam, the Relics fam. All that
Understood.
Good stuff.
But well, I'm so sorry for assuming. You know, it can really make an ass out of you and me. You know what I'm saying?
Karina.
Holy shit.
But I did I did couch tour the entire thing. We bought the crazy package. I remember hearing Circles Around the Sun during set break for the first time. I remember being like, what the hell is this music? And of course, it was the genius of the late, great Neil Casal. But I'm excited to rewatch this. This is the first time they're ever rebroadcasting the shows. They've been sitting in the Peter Shapiro vault for all of these years. So I'm very, very excited. I'm definitely going to tune in. And it's free. I think they're taking donations for Headcount, which are the good folks who register people to vote. And God knows that's important now more than ever. So, yeah, I will definitely, definitely, definitely be tuning in. And last weekend, so this stream's going to be on fans.com. Last weekend, fans.com did the lock-in rebroadcast, which I tuned into a bunch of. Karina, I don't know if you, I guess you were jet-setting around, but did you catch any of the lock-in rebroadcast at all?
I unfortunately did not, but I heard that you made it on.
I did make it on. Okay, so they gave me a prime time slot. I think it was on Saturday, right before the Black Crow set. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, I was getting texts from friends of mine that I know from like Jam Cruise and all these other things. So like, you know, once a year, people I see every once in a while are texting me out of the blue, just like, I just saw you on the lock-in broadcast.
Yes.
And it was me.
That's so great.
Dude, the clip was me like sitting in my backyard, cracking a White Claw and just being like, hey man, you know, lock-in, we aren't on the farm right now, but you know, someday we will be. Have a drink. Let's have some fun. You know?
Oh my God.
It's the perfect
Cracking
way to usher
claws.
Into. I love a good claw. Hot take. People don't like them. I love them.
Let them know. Let them know. Let the people know. Just like, no calories, right? Or like 2 calories. I don't fucking know. There's something about that.
They're
right?
A hundo. They are 100, 100 calories a can if you're watching your waistline. But then again, it's like, I think light beer is less. So I don't know. It doesn't.
Is that
matter.
True?
I think,
you
yeah,
see,
I don't know.
I just don't know. I just don't know. But that's beautiful. I've had exactly 1 White Claw in my lifetime, and it was good. I enjoyed it.
Karina, next time, me and you are in person, we should like just go, like go in on a case of claws.
Don't want to see that.
Oh,
no,
boy.
I'm just kidding. Let's do it. Absolutely. Let's totally do it.
We'll drink a bunch of White Claws and eat a bunch of raw seafood. What could go wrong?
Oh, sister, yes. I will bring the shrimp, let me tell you. Well, this is all very exciting.
It
I feel
is.
Like I've learned a lot about you in the last, 10 minutes.
I know.
This is
I drank a lot of coffee today. I'm feeling very pepped. Very pepped
oh, sister,
in my
yes.
All right, cool.
I'm going to buy you an espresso machine. Did I tell you that?
Oh, okay. I'm down.
Would you fuck with that
I
at
would
all?
Definitely that, fuck with that.
Are we allowed to say things like that?
No, yeah, definitely.
Program?
I would love an espresso machine.
Fantastic. Like, just like, you know, once you pop, you can't stop, as I like to say. And you got to keep it like short form beverages. It's just the way.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Well, can we briefly touch on is your espresso, your venture in coffee actually still happening, or is that sideline? Can I mention
it has
that?
Been halted by the events of COVID-19. So, you know, the wounds are fresh and I'd rather not talk about it until further notice.
Yeah, we'll keep it on the DL. Basically,
Karina's
got
DL.
A lot of hands and a lot of pots. You know, there's a
and,
lot of there's a lot of ventures yeah. happening, is all I'll say.
I'm a bit of an espresso fiend, let's just say. And I have a great concept that I will bring into the world one day. I have no doubt about it. But as of now, it just has been pushed to the side a little bit. And, you know, leaving me to just be a bass player, a podcast co-host, and whatever else you might ascribe to the name Kay Arena, whatever her last name is. sorry, I'm losing it. Is it cool? Yeah, so I'm going to buy you an espresso machine. It's going to be sick. And you can expect that like after we hang up, maybe in like a couple hours.
Oh,
so
my God, Karina. I love a Karina
kitchen
Reichman.
Countertop space.
Exactly. I love a Karina Reichman impulse buy. Oof. I've had a couple already. They're great.
Oh, baby. Oh, yeah.
So speaking of other speaking of podcasts and our crazy life, Karina, there's a new podcast. This is our second story of the week. There's a new true crime podcast coming out called Dead Ooh. And Gone, and it's going to explore the deaths and disappearances of deadheads. And I know this is a little bit of a grim topic, but I think it's a little spooky, and people like think the dead scene is all peace and love, but there's like a spooky undercurrent that I definitely would Ooh. Like to explore a little bit with this new podcast. It's being produced by Tenderfoot TV. There's no word on when it's going to air, but it will, quote, look at how over the past 5 decades, a number of deadheads are missing, unidentified, or dead. One fan died in a car accident. One was murdered and dumped in a ditch, while many others are missing. So, Karina, what do you think of all this? I mean, obviously there's tragedy here, but I think there's also a sense of mystery and mystique.
Certainly. Well, I'm actually, this is very intriguing to me. And of course, you know, our world is full of terrible news right now, and a lot of pain, suffering, undoing of terrible past systems that serve nobody but the 1%. And, you know, let's just add to that with a little more, you know, stuff about the deaths and disappearances of, you know, the main people that are my brothers and sisters, the dead heads, Rav. I mean, this is intense. I feel like everything I watch and do now is just full of intensity. So why not add to it? And now we'll see, you know, I think it's, I'm always intrigued by that. I like a good suspenseful, mysterious vibe. And I know people, what was that? What was it called? Serial? That yeah. podcast everybody was obsessed with, where it was just like, oh shit, what's gonna happen? What's gonna go down now? Like, it's kind of fascinating, you know? I feel like people get a kick out of those things, and I think this will be cool.
I agree. And
in some way.
And then I don't want to get, you know, like, I feel like this is a normal thing to say, but like, I assume part of this is going to be like the 12 tribes, which I'm sure you're familiar with, Karina.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
So
wow.
for the uninformed, if you ever see a cool, like, wood sided bus on like Deadlot, it's like a community, if you're putting it nicely, you know, some might call it a cult called the 12 tribes, that I've heard many stories of deadheads disappearing. So I feel like there must be, and I hope people don't like, I don't think anyone's going to come after me for this, because I think it's pretty much generally known that it is, like, where people kind of disappear. And you get, like, people get invited on the bus to drink tea, and it's all very strange. If you ever lock eyes with someone from the 12 tribes, they're not right. So I assume there's going to be a 12 tribes thing. And it's just really funny that, like, well known within our scene currently, there is, like, a spooky bus that people get on and disappear. But like
and
I
yeah.
said, yeah, it's weird, Karina. Like, last time I was at Citi Field, I was, like, walking past the 12 tribes bus, and this guy was playing guitar from the 12 tribes. And me and him locked eyes for a second, and you could tell he was trying to, like, draw me in. And I literally looked him in the eyes, and I was like, not today. No, thank you. And just kept
not
walking.
Not today.
Like, I am here.
Not this girl.
I am here to enjoy the music. I am here to watch Mr. John Mayer play the guitar. And that is all. I'm not looking for a new lifestyle today.
Yeah,
not looking,
you know, like
to throw away all my money and worldly possessions today. Thank you.
It's like, you know, this is a hard pass for me, Raf Kenny Sincotta. Thanks so much for the offer to join this lovely cult. But maybe I'll pass. Maybe I'll pass. Yeah, I get that, Raf.
Hard pass. And if anyone is tempted, just maybe say no. Maybe just no. Thank you.
Maybe say no. You see, this is the trouble. You know, we think we have such a beautiful, inclusive, you know, peace, love, and fun, love, and scene. And then, you know, when you gather that many people together, when you get something so massive, such as this, you know, Grateful Dead sphere, gonna be some strange apples in the mix. You know what I'm saying?
True.
They can't all be zingers, as they say. You know what I'm saying? They can't all be 100% good to go. Some people are a little deficient in certain areas, and they're looking to just leave it all behind and join a groovy bunch of people, man. Oh, you guys seem cool. Yeah, I'll take some tea. Whoa, what day is it? Holy shit, why am I naked, strapped to a tree, and I have a steal your face tattooed on my ass? This is out of fucking control. So, you know, that's just my take, man. But I'm excited for this podcast, all bullshit aside. And I think this will be interesting. You know, I'm kind of, I've dabbled in like the, I really like very stressful, fucked up documentaries. I feel like it kind of you know, can explain a lot. I'm not a, you know, other than this podcast, I don't really listen to podcasts, Raph. I'm not going to lie to you, but this is interesting and whatever. But I like, you know, like the Iceman documentary, like all these, like, I like this thing called Mommy Dead and Dearest. That is screwed up. Like, dude, don't even watch that if you want to ever sleep again. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like the things that really scare me are the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, things that really happen. Like, I'm not much of, like, you know, Hereditary or whatever. Oh, that was so scary. Like, yeah, you know, it's a little spooky. But, you know, the cold, hard, you know, storytelling of fucked up things that have happened, that really gets under my skin.
Oh, yeah.
So,
there is no scarier sentence than based on a true story. Like,
it's very true. Very true.
It's like, that's like, well, yeah. I'm not sleeping tonight.
Yeah, that's there goes my chance.
But
yeah, this is very cool.
Yeah. So then finally, to wrap, put a bow on this wonderful Grateful Dead / Trey Anastasio fish-centric episode of ours, Karina, Trey in the brand new issue of Relics, which is currently out right now. Interview with Trey Anastasio. He talks all about life in quarantine. He talks about the potential of a crowdless concert. And he kind of strikes down the idea, Karina. He says, maybe it's my spiritual belief system, but I feel like this is where we are today and this is where I am. I am home and the concert isn't happening right now. He says he doesn't want to go halfway with things like a Zoom concert or a drive-in concert. He wants to experience a Fish show, the first Fish show back, with his community. He says that's what the Fish fans are, and I completely agree. I mean, like, for Fish to come back as a Zoom concert or a drive-in thing, I think is kind of not acknowledging a huge piece of the puzzle, a huge piece of the equation, and Trey's the first one to say that. I mean, what is a Fish show without Fish fans?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, he's also of that level where it's Trey, you know what I mean? Like, they shouldn't be just kind of being like, oh, yeah, let's do this Zoom concert or whatever. Like, they've already, we have Dinner and a Movie, which is a great retrospective, and it's been super fun to see, like, you know, the kind of hand-selected shows that they're putting on every week where we can all kind of reminisce and get together with your Fish people, even, you know, if telephonically or whatever. But I think he's totally right. It's going to make it all the more impactful when they do come back and when we can all be together, you know? And, you know, as a musician who has done, you know, a good amount of, like, these kind of stitched together little projects that get streamed or, like, you know, my own live streaming stuff and whatnot, it's of course, like, it's a good way to, like, patch the wound that, you know, playing live, or rather the lack thereof, has left in all of our, you know, hearts and psyches and whatnot. But it's, of course, it's not the same, and it lacks, you know, that kind of transference of energies between, you know, musician and audience. And it's, you know, especially in this kind of scene, it's the most important thing, in my opinion. It's why we do it. And, you know, the improvisational element, like he goes on to talk about, is so, you know, reliant on the energy in the room, I find. And of course, him more than anybody, you know? So I think he's totally right to do that and to put his foot down. And of course, everybody is like, oh, you know, come on, Trey, we want something. Give us a little something. And it's just like, nah, you know, let's just wait until we can do this properly. Like, yeah, you know, you don't need a Diet Coke version of Fish right now on your computer screen, like with them all kind of stitched together Brady Bunch style. Like, even though it's been super cool to see bands do that, like, it's all good, but it's, I don't know, and maybe it's just the Fish fan in me, it's like Fish is like holier than thou.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
it's like so sacred. And not to, you know, it's not me disparaging other bands, but like Fish, like, they, like, it's Fish, you know,
yeah,
what I mean? So
they don't need to do it, and nor should,
yeah,
they do it because they feel pressure to do it. I mean, like, whether it's the New Year's run, which is what I'm holding out for, or whether it's a later show, I'd far rather it be Fish all in. I'd rather wait a little longer, get Fish all in, be able to be with my friends, have a beer, not be like anxiety ridden, or be stuck at home and not be able to, you know, feel the vibe in the room, because it's with Fish, it's with the Dead, it's with any your favorite J-Rad, any of your favorite jam bands. Whenever you take someone to their first show, the first thing I usually tell them is, like, you are part of it. We are as important as the people on stage right now, because there is, as you said, a transference of energy. And without that transference of energy, especially with my favorite band, Fish, I mean, what's the point? And we got Sigma Oasis out of it. So it's like, we can live with dinner and a movie, we can live with this brand new amazing studio record, we can all wait and let Trey chill and do his quarantine music. And once we get out of this, I'm sure there will be some sort of huge, whether it be a festival or run. This is all conjecture, but Phish is going to do something major once they have the resources and the green light from the people in charge. So I'd far rather do that than, you know, get some Brady Bunch performance where, like, you know, Mike's audio is weird because he had a bad Wi-Fi connection that day, you know?
Sure. Exactly. No, I couldn't agree more. I really couldn't. And it's an amazing thing what they have, you know, and he's so right. And he goes and talks about, in that interview, he talks about what Hampton 09, like the first show back, was like for him, and like how completely emotional it was to go from not playing for X amount of years and then step back on stage and, you know, those first few notes of Fluffhead. And if I was not there, but all my friends who were, like, you know, there's nothing aside from being in the room when something like that goes down. Like, you can't replicate that on a screen. You just can't. And you shouldn't try, honestly. Like, if you're Trey and you're making these calls right now, I think it's a totally, totally good call on the man's part. And, you know, I look forward to when we can see anything again, let alone Phish, the almighty, you know? Like, it's a crazy, crazy moment in time. I was just thinking about it the other day. Like, I walked by the Brooklyn Bowl, and I was like, holy shit, like, if you wanted to go see, like, people play music in a room right now, like, you really can't. And I know it's been like that for months, but it, like, really kind of, I don't know. I know, like, you know, the grief goes in waves, as they say, and, like, you know, you kind of, your consciousness comes in and out after, like, ignoring it and then being present with it and then whatever. But, like, it definitely fucked me up yesterday. I was like, oh, shit, like, right. I can't work in that way that I always used to work.
Yeah, like, especially a place like the Bowl, which is, like, for all of us that live in New York, just, like, a absolute hub of our scene. You know what I mean? That's home. That's my second home, for sure. So exactly. To walk past it and see the lights off and doors locked is definitely, it throws you for a trip, man. It's crazy.
It does, right? It so does. And, of course, like, we've been living like this for months, but it's just like, wow, like, this is different. We're gonna never forget this.
Yeah.
If we survive, you know, it's insane. It's so insane. But oh my God. Well, we love Trey. That's bottom line. Come on. He's the best. And
And if you listening at home would like to read that interview with Trey Anastasio, or if you'd like to support Relics Magazine, which, you know, we're going, man. All through quarantine, new issues. Stop looking at a screen. You can get a print magazine. Support independent music journalism. We've been in the scene since the 70s. Go to relics.com/support. You will get that Power of Live issue first in the mail. It's an amazing issue. Interviews with people like Trey. Interviews with people like, I believe, Bonnie Raitt is in there. Just people talking about the importance of the live music experience. The cover is absolutely beautiful, tying into the first story. It's a picture from Fare Thee Well. So anyway, if you'd like to subscribe, relics.com/support. If you'd like to follow Karina and myself on Instagram, our meme game is very on point these days, @3from7. You can email us at raffandkarina@gmail.com. 3 from the 7 is brought to you by Relics Media Group. Our producer is Will Schwerd, #SchwerdUp. And I believe, Karina, we've reached the end of our road. As always, I'm going to toss the mic to you and let you tell the people what you got going on and just send them off with a little bit of love.
Oh my God. Well, you know, I felt a little soapboxy this whole time, so I'm going to keep it brief. My people, we love you very much. Thank you for tuning in. Raff, so happy to have you back from your sand-filled staycation. Still wondering how you're going to get the sand out. Is the sand still there?
The sand is still there. My mother has approved it for all through the summer, so it's now beach summer 2020. Shout out to Lisa. I believe she still listens to this podcast, even though she doesn't really know what we're talking about. But yes, still unsure how. If anyone wants a ton of sand on Long Island, let me know, because I'll have about 2,000 pounds. Come get it. I'll pay you.
Well, that's incredible. You see, everybody, you should be doing, like, you know, whatever kind of small way in your life you can do what Raff has done in her backyard. You know, put the sand in your heart, baby. Put the sand in your heart. Thank you. This has been 3 from the 7, Relics' weekly news podcast. I'm Karina Reichman. Raff, goodbye.
Bye-bye.